I went to a meeting at Cattle Council a few years ago, and I was shocked by the resources they had, you know, the money resources they had to run that operation. That's for the benefit of it's an $11 billion operation, the cattle industry in Australia.
Yep.
So it needs a strong voice to push that industry for us.
And the cattle industry in the territory said, we're willing to pay for it. That's what extra 50 cents means, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's and we thought that the only way, because the elephant in the room of all these restructures and all what's been going on the past few years is how we're going to fund these things. So we thought, well, we've got to make a stand here. We've got to show our hand. And so we started off with the first motion was Alice Springs. We went through the four branch meetings, went to the exec, and then we brought it up at the AGM yesterday. And then after we got the green light from those, from members, then we brought it to the public today.
Do you think WA and Queensland will join your fight?
Good question. We hope we can chain them into it or something, but basically that's what it is. We're making a stand. We're trying to show the industry that we're prepared to pay for advocacy, and that's what we want to see.
That extra 50 cents, who would it go to?
It would go to Cattle Council as it stands now, but if the restructure, whatever the grass-fed beef industry looks like in the future, then that's the organisation that we'll go to.
And do you start paying that extra 50 cents tomorrow? Or?
No, it's got to be, we've got to get a contribution from the rest of the cattle industry to get that happening.
Chris has passed the microphone across to Fiona Simpson, who's the president of the National Farmers Federation. What's your thoughts on the NT cattle producers putting their hand up to fork out more levy money? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think it reflects some of the discussion that we've been having recently about advocacy and the value of advocacy, particularly in light of some of the discussions we've had today in the social licence space, in the Aussie Farms map that seems to be, you know, attacking all these farmers and accusing them of doing all sorts of bad things when they're not at all. Mm. And I think, so for me, it's really important. It's a discussion that NFF has actually had with all its state farming organisations quite recently about how we make sure that we can fund advocacy that farmers expect us to. So if we take it back to the farmers, because this is what this is about. This is about farmers and what they need as they do their businesses, you know, and conduct their businesses on farm. And what farmers expect is, you know, united, efficient, effective advocacy at a local, state, commodity and national level. Now, in our current
Are
model,
there too many advocacy groups and the whole thing's getting spread too thin?
Well, I think at the moment it's a bit confusing sometimes when you look at how many groups there are and what they all do.
Yeah.
And also because of the willingness sometimes to set up, you know, different groups when you don't always agree with what one group is doing.
Yeah.
So these are, you know, we're talking, the motion by NTCA is very important to prompt that discussion. Are producers, you know, willing to spend an extra 50 cents? What do they think about their current levies that go to RDC organisations, research and development organisations like MLA? Do they think that they should be committing that way? Is there another way that they think that this advocacy should be funded? But we need to have those discussions in a respectful, transparent way, but also in a way, Matt, where people are always looking at doing it better. This is not about attacking anybody or attacking any of the organisations that are currently out there. It's about, as cattle producers, people naturally always want to do the best they can, and it should be the same with advocacy.
100 people walk into a feedlot without permission and start filming with a drone and taking photos and walk away with very little consequence, no real penalties. What's the NFF doing to try and change that?
Well, currently we've written to pretty much anyone we can think about, so all the ministers from the different states, because it's a state issue, the penalties that people get for trespass. And I think, Matt, it's really important. We call it trespass, which in some way sounds a little insignificant, but it's breaking and entering. It's stealing. If producers actually forget to change over NLIS tags, the fine is thousands of dollars. But these people are removing animals from farms and being charged a dollar. So definitely we need to change the penalties around these offences. And we also need to make sure that we can on the other side, make sure that we are transparent about what we do, that we have good processes in place, and seek to always be talking to consumers in a way where consumers know that their values match our values, which will over time, you know, combat some of these threats.